Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And since the November elections, we've been talking to the crop of newly elected officials from around our area. There are 13 new city council members. One of the new members is Jimmy Van Bramer, the former head of outreach for the Queens Public Library. He now represents the 26th district, which includes Sunnyside, Woodside, Long Island City, Astoria, and Maspeth in Queens. Councilman Van Bramer, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
And you were just reminding me off the air that you were on this show 17 years ago.
That's right.
In what capacity?
Well, in May of 1993, I was organizing the gay and lesbian students at St. John's University. Our student group was banned, and I held a protest march at the university, and there was a big article in the New York Times, and later that week you invited me on the show, where I debated a conservative law school student on the merits of whether or not a group should be in existence at St. John's.
And what happened? It's, of course, Catholic University. Do they have one now? Is that now water under the bridge?
The law school has one, and the undergraduate students still do not, although there is and has been throughout the years efforts at such a dialogue.
And you're one of two openly gay council candidates to win election in Queens this year. That makes four on the council, the most ever. Do you think gay marriage as an issue is dead in Albany for this year? Definitely for this year, but for the long term?
Well, far be it for me to predict what's going to happen in Albany on any given day. But while the issue may not be movable this year, I'm sure that...
Does council have a role? Are there gay rights issues before city council?
Sure. I mean, I think that there are some pieces of legislation that can be introduced. There's also resolutions that can be introduced. And I think we can hopefully use the bully pulpit of our offices and the increased presence in the city council to help move our state legislators in the right direction on these issues, including marriage equality.
Now, the council is embroiled at this moment in an ethics controversy following the indictment of the Bronx councilman Larry Seabrook for allegedly laundering money through nonprofits to benefit himself and his family. But there's a larger issue here. So coming into council, do you think there's currently enough oversight of the way member items are distributed to the council speakers? Or there's an editorial in the New York Times today that basically says there should be no such thing as member items. Council should vote on every expenditure, full council, rather than putting rather than putting money into the hands of individual councilmen to spend as they please.
Well, I think that we need more reforms. I think there have already been significant reforms put in place under Speaker Quinn, which have been good, and I'm told would have prevented the things happening as it relates to former Councilmember Martinez and Councilmember Seabrook. Having said that, I think that there is a place for member items, and there certainly is a place for council members giving much-needed funds to very worthy organizations in our districts that are doing everyday work that helps real people in our neighborhoods. And having said that, I certainly think that we should be very, very mindful and certainly maybe we should prevent giving money to organizations where family members are working and or on the boards. Clearly, there needs to be an iron wall there.
Do you have any nonprofit organizations in your district that you want to direct money to out of your own discretion?
Sure. I mean, I have already received numerous requests. I've already taken numerous meetings in my office of neighborhood organizations who are looking for funding, whether it be senior centers, libraries, cultural institutions, people looking for a dog run, for example. These things are important to our neighborhoods, important to our communities. We were elected by the people in the district. We know the districts well. And I think it's entirely appropriate for organizations in the district to receive funding. And obviously, I think that process should be as transparent as possible so that people can feel confident that it's being done in an ethical manner.
Jimmy Van Bramer, the newly elected city council member, from Sunnyside, Woodside, Long Island City, Astoria, Massbeth, and Queens. There I go with my railroad conductor voice again. And you're holding a town hall meeting tomorrow in Long Island City with MTA representatives to discuss the disruptions to the 7 train, the lifeblood of many communities along that line. It does seem to me like every time I get on every subway train, any subway train on the weekend, they say, well, there's no subway service today on the 7 line from Times Square to Queensboro Plaza or whatever. What's the chief complaint you hear in your district?
Well, number one, this is not a rare occurrence. It is an every year just about occurrence where 7 train service is shut down all weekend long for this year, 9 weekends. And not only is it every year, but it's done with almost no notification to the community. So we got 1 week, 10 days notice for a 9-week weekend closure of the train. And the number one complaint is that the alternative, which is now a shuttle from Vernon Jackson to Queensboro Plaza, takes people further away from where they really want to go and prevents people from having the commute they desire to into Manhattan, and also makes it harder for people from other places to get to Long Island City.
Is it unnecessary? I mean, I'm sure the MTA would say, look, we're doing track work. We're keeping up the quality of the line so the trains can run reliably and at good speeds.
Sure. No one denies that work needs to be done. We want safe, reliable mass transit. But the question is, can that be done without placing an undue burden on the people of Long Island City and Western Queens? And right now, that is not what the MTA is doing. They are not protecting people in Long Island City. They're actually hurting people in Long Island City. And we need to have a meeting to demand that this kind of disruption stop. And if this disruption continues, then at least provide meaningful alternatives, including a shuttle to Manhattan.
We have about 2 minutes left. There's been tons of residential development in your district, the most visible of which is along the waterfront in Long Island City. Before the election, you were on Community Board 2 and you sat on the Land Use Committee. Were you in favor of all that waterfront development?
Well, much of it preceded my time on Community Board 2. But what I will say is that I ran on a platform about responsible development, smart development, development that includes community input, and development that doesn't price out people who want to live in Western Queens. And so I think the board, while I was on land use, was pretty instrumental in looking at deeper affordability for the residents that are going up. And I think we have to have meaningful community input and planning in any future development.
And Mayor Bloomberg has initiated the rezoning of so much of the city in favor of lots of residential and commercial development. The council supported him in this in the past. Do you think there's going to be more resistance from the council in his third term on development issues?
Well, I think that you saw a number of people get elected to the city council who definitely would like to have more meaningful input in these rezonings to make sure that whether it's upzoning or downzoning, our communities are being heard and the local input is significant and not someone from outside of our neighborhoods coming in and deeming what's best.
A lot of pushback to Mayor Bloomberg from council in general. Is that what's called for in the third term? Do you come in with that stance?
Well, no. I come in with the stance that I want to be a good, effective member who delivers for my district. And I think that that means working with people, disagreeing and disagreeing strongly when necessary and when I truly believe that the administration is wrong. For example, with school closures is one of those issues where I disagree. But I do think that it's helpful to work with people and to get results, and that's what I intend to do.
15 seconds. You don't want the mayor to shut down failing schools and reformulate and start from scratch?
Well, what I want is for the administration and the DOE to make sure that schools that might be struggling have the resources they need to succeed before they get to a place where we might close them. I'm not convinced that schools in my district and other parts of Queens and this city are getting all the resources they need to succeed before they face closure.
Jimmy Van Bramer, newly elected city council member from the 26th district, which includes Sunnyside, Woodside, Long Island City, Astoria, Maspeth, and some surrounding neighborhoods that I didn't even mention in Queens. Thanks a lot. Good luck on the council.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.